So if you just introduce yourself and your business.
Well, Steve Van Rooyen and myself and Bruce de Cox. He's the would be the chef, you could say. Uh-huh. It's his recipe, and we Boerewors is basically a traditional voortrekker recipe. It's a Dutch thing, uh-huh. And it's a blend of beef, mainly beef, 2/3 beef, 1/3 pork, and marinated with vinegar and salt mostly. And then you can change the variety of the flavor by the spices you use. We use coriander, roasted coriander, nutmeg, and other things, but it's all very natural. So it's gluten-free because there's no breads in it, yeah. There's no sugar, there's no water, very natural, and the beef quality is exceptional. So we kind of decided the Boerewors. We've been sending it out for our friends for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
But Bruce, who was a jeweler by trade, kind of needed to reinvent himself because he wasn't doing great during the recession. So he said, that's it, we're going to nationalize it. So we've been working with the HSE and with the veterinary officer to help us get the license. And we're on the verge of that at the moment.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, so we've got a license to sell it at markets and to sell it fresh out of Kilkenny. But we don't go much further than 100 kilometre radius at this stage until we get our FSIS stamp, which is the national stamp, which you can export it then. So that's, you know, eventually we'll conquer the world, you know.
Brilliant.
As you do.
So the locals in Kilkenny, where can they go and find your beautiful sausage?
Yeah, it's made in Pat Mullen's butcher, and he sells it through there. And then we also sell it at Grogan and Brown, which is the artisan butcher in Lochboy.
That's brilliant.
Beautiful butcher, yeah.
And do you have a website where people can find out more information?
We're on Facebook. If you went to BDK Meats, Facebook.com/BDK Meats, that's the best place to look at our stuff. We have a website, but it's under construction, so you can go look at it. It's bdkmeats.com, but it's still a little bit underproduced, the website itself. But go to Facebook, that's where we're going.
And is this a traditional South African dish? You would have this at barbecues? Is this something that's a mainstay?
Yeah, absolutely. Every barbecue, people would bring boerewors because in South Africa it's a lot cheaper than most meats that you buy.
Mm-hmm.
Our variety is, because it doesn't have the breads and things in it, is a little bit more pricey, but you know, it's the quality that you want.
Yes.
But yeah, everybody in South Africa has it. Every time you go to a festival or a market, there'll be a boerewors stand.
Brilliant.
And you go, and you can see by the prices, it's, you know, it's like good quality, but doesn't have to be so expensive, you know.
That's it.
And we find a lot of the kids love it. So we at the rugby club, the queue goes down the street, you know, because they just absolutely love it.
Well, that smell is just absolutely gorgeous. There's nothing better than the smell of barbecue. So it's very enticing. Oh, we had two skewers earlier on, and I might say they were just absolutely gorgeous. So
thank
you.
Yeah, no,
thank you so much.